Doreen Tovey. Narrated by Joy Gilardi. Chapter 1. There was nothing that last summer to warn us of the sadness that lay so short a while ahead. True, Sheba had been ill the previous autumn. Kidney trouble, the vet had diagnosed after examining her. And when he told us gently that she was now an elderly cat, that her kidneys were very much enlarged, but that with treatment and careful diet we might, if we were lucky, have her with us for another year, we were numbed at the prospect of the future without her. For 13 years life in our West Country cottage had been dominated by a pair of Siamese cats. Sheba, the clever one, tiny, blue-pointed, and as fragile as a flower. Solomon, her noisy brother, seal-pointed, huge, our bumble-footed clown. Every inch of the place held a memory of them doing something. Sheba playing tag with us on the coal house roof, on a summer's night, for instance. Hanging over the edge, bawling, "She was here! We weren't to go in without her, or the foxes might get her!" And then, as we reached up to lift her down, retreating light-heartedly to another corner, saying, "Ha-ha! That one fooled us, didn't it? She wasn't afraid of foxes!" Or Solomon, dark-backed and seemingly as unmoving as a doorstop, peering stolidly through the gate when he knew we were keeping an eye on him. Always the adventurer was Solomon, never within our boundaries if he could help it, and on the occasions when we had to go out to move.